I'm John Batchelor, visiting with my colleague Jonathan Schanzer, a vice president of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, who's helped me understand the fog of war in Gaza and also in the north. The north has long been a major threat because of the size of the Hezbollah army, because of their weaponry, and because of their willingness to use it, as we've seen over these many months since the attack in October. Right now, for example, minutes ago, IDF says rocket barrage fired from Lebanon toward Mount Hermon. No injuries or damage. Every day there's peppering of the northern border of Israel by bad actors who are Hezbollah. Casualties, deaths. Most importantly, 60 to 100,000 Israelis have needed to evacuate their homes for 7 months. A burden on everybody, especially those families. And the debate continues. What is to be done? What is Hezbollah doing? These peppering the northern border. Does it have a logic, Jonathan, or is this just boys out there trying to show off to each other by firing anti-tank missiles?
I view this as a longer-range strategy implemented by Iran and its most powerful proxy, Hezbollah, based out of Lebanon. You have to remember, Hezbollah started firing these rockets at Israel on October 8th, and they've not stopped. There have been something like 4,000 different strikes. Some of them quite direct. These are anti-tank missiles that are guided. Sometimes they fire drones and UAVs, and these have been intercepted in large part, but not 100%. Nothing ever is. There's no hermetic seal. But it appears that Iran has implemented a strategy through its proxies to continue to make Israel feel as if it is under siege from multiple locales. And so, of course, we see Hezbollah being a key part of that. But don't forget, we have the Houthis and the Shiite militias in Iraq and Syria. You've got the West Bank. This has been an effort to keep Israel's head kind of on a swivel, where they don't know where the next attack will come from next. This is part of their strategy, and they are going to keep doing that so long as Israel is fighting Hamas in the Gaza Strip. You'll see an increase in intensity when Israel gets closer to defeating Hamas. And that needs to be understood here in the context of why President Biden has been so nervous about the Israelis responding to all of the different attacks from all of the different theaters. He does not want to see a wider war erupt during election season. And so he has restrained the Israelis from day one in terms of their responses to Hezbollah. Hezbollah has been quite lucky because under any other circumstance, any army that had fired 4,000 rockets at Israel and cleared out 100,000 residents from the northern communities, there's now a belt along the northern sector of Israel where no Israeli wants to live. In fact, many have been cleared out by the IDF. This would not go unanswered in any other circumstance except the one that we see right now, where the administration is ironically pushing the Israelis to focus only on Gaza. But then when they go to try to finish the job, they are restrained. This is how we need to understand what is happening there right now, the push and pull of American politics and American calculus on Israel as it tries to deal with multiple fronts, all backed by the regime in Iran.
The last time I checked, Jonathan, you were just back from the land, and you said that the IDF was 50-50 on going north. Has that changed?
I think it's still right around there, maybe even more, that the Israelis understand that there is no going back to what they call the 10-6 mentality, that October 6th, they were willing to countenance the idea of armed Iranian proxies being able to live alongside Israel in areas that are controlled in part or in total by the Iranian regime. They don't believe that they can do that any longer. They now know that they need to address these threats as they emerge. And if they don't, there is a terrible price to pay. So the Israelis still understand that a war in the north at some point is inevitable unless somehow the U.S. or the French are able to negotiate a withdrawal of Hezbollah forces, the so-called Radwan forces, their special forces. They need to negotiate a withdrawal north of the Litani River, some 20 miles north of that border. If they're able to do that, then perhaps Israel will be willing to stand down. But I think that's only perhaps. That's as good as we're going to get here right now, because the Israelis understand that it's more than just forces, that it's rockets, that it's drones, that there is a much larger problem. It's bigger than Hamas. Hezbollah is a much fiercer adversary. People always say it's got the fighting force that is equivalent to a mid-sized European nation, and it needs to be dealt with, or there will be grave ramifications in the future for Israeli security.
30 seconds, Jonathan. You saw that the Cornell president resigned, and the campuses are going home now. Is there any indication, any fresh indication of the funding or the coordination of those protests this spring? We have 30 seconds.
We continue to see a lot of coordination on the part of a group called AMP, American Muslims for Palestine. This is a group that has roots in Hamas charities that were shut down in the United States decades ago. Their people continue to show up on campus, full-grown adults, people in their 40s and 50s, rallying the students. This is a major concern.
Jonathan Shanzer, Vice President, Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.